We only have a short time, so I would like to do is I would like to take this parasha in the Torah of Nigei Batim, which this, I feel is a tremendous amount to learn from. This on all different angles of the din of Nigei Batim. There's a tremendous to learn. So I would like to learn through the parsha. Those that have chumashim, good. If you don't have chumashim, we can follow outside. But I would like to learn through the parsha of Nigei Batim and to see what we can learn from this parsha. It's in Vayikra Yudalid. And it says as follows. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, saying, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, that I gave to you, lachuza for inheritance, I'm going to give tzaras on your houses. So it says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have tzaras in your houses. There's going to be such a parasha of tzaras on the houses. So Rashi is bothered by, what type of good news is this? When you come to Eretz Yisrael, guys, great news. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have tzaras in your house. It's bad news, not good news. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi asks, Bisurahi lahem, it was the news for them, Shanigoyim Barmelehem. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, the Goyim are going to come to them. So Rashi's Masbir, why is that called good news? It's a Medrash's Kasha. Now who said it has to be good news? Maybe it's bad news. Where do you see in this Pasuk that it's good news? So I saw the Tartanimu learns the Lashon Nasati. When it says Hashem gives, he brings a lot of Tzukim that Nasati Gishmeichem Beitam. To be Nasan means to give good things. You don't use I give you, you don't use Nasan on bad things. That's what he learns. Unclear where in the pasuk you see it's good news. Maybe it's just news. That's not good news. Somehow it's mevur in the pasuk. Has to be good news. Yeah, the Torah Tmeima learns because it says Nasati. So Hashem says, I have good news for you. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, we'll see for what crime your houses could have tzaras. Chas v'shalom. Zok Rashi, why is it good news? Lifi shetminu amirayim. The Knanim, those that lived in Eretz Yisrael, hid matmoinim shazav bikiris bateim. When they heard the Yidden were coming to Eretz Yisrael, they got scared. When the Yidden were coming to Eretz Yisrael, they knew the Yidden would drive them out of Eretz Yisrael. So they hid all their wealth in the walls of their houses. So the Knanim hid their wealth in the walls of their houses. Bikirais bateim, kol arba'im shana shel Yisrael midbar. All 40 years the Klai Yisrael was in the midbar. They were scared. V'yidei anega noitei tzavayis. Since the house got saras, the house is knocked down, umaitzen, they find the wealth. So the reason why it's good news, Hashem says, I have great news for you. Your houses are going to get knocked down. If there's saras in the house, we knock down the house. Why is it great news? Because hidden away in the kiris, in the walls of those houses, are tremendous treasures. And your house will get knocked down, you'll be able to build 10 houses, such houses. It's going to be good for you. You'll build 10 such houses. Now, one of the reasons, there are different reasons, there are three basic reasons it's brought why tzaras comes in a house. Three reasons according to the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Yuma and a Gemara in Erechin. Three reasons why tzaras comes in a house. Either because the person speaks Lashon Hara, it's a house of Lashon Hara, the family is involved in speaking Lashon Hara, or because it's a stingy house, Kansanus, stingy. We'll discuss that more at length in a minute, a little later. It's a stingy house, or Gezel. There's robbery in the house. Those are the three possibilities. I want to deal right now with Lashon Hara. Let's assume it's a house of Lashon Hara. So what type of strange thing? Because you spoke Lashon Hara, so the house is destroyed. The house is destroyed. Because you spoke Lashon Hara. But what happens? You get wealthier. It's a chayte niskar. It looks like a sinner is gaining over here. It's chayte niskar. I saw one place, I saw that this kash is asked in a Gemara. I looked up the Gemara in Erechim where it was quoted, and the kash wasn't there. So I don't know, I saw it quoted from a today. I think to say, if it quoted this kash from the Gemara in Erechim, it's not there. I read through about a blot in here, it's not the Amid before, the Amid after, it just wasn't there. So I can't promise the Gemara's kash. But it's strange. Here's a guy sinning, he speaks Lashon Hara, his house gets knocked down because the house of Lashon Hara. And what happens? In the walls of the house, he finds more wealth and he can rebuild 10 houses. So what's going on? So what type of punishment is it? So I would like to suggest as follows. First, I want to say al-darach, more al-darach ha-pshat. It's a Gemara that they find the wealth in the house. First, more al-darach ha-pshat. And then say something maybe a little more Jewish, but the lesson is very true. Al-darach ha-pshat, the first nekuda, is that the einesh is not to make you lose your house. And an einesh, Hashem is not a vengeful God. Yisroi became a Yid because it said b'davar shazadu aleim. Yisroi became a Yid because he saw the way Hashem's punished is different than all the gods that he had witnessed, all the sheker that he had witnessed. All the sheker he had witnessed, it was that somebody does something bad, it says vengeance, and the gods punish with all the sheker, all the elihim macherim, quote unquote, they're just vengeful, they get you back. By Hashem, the pshat is all punishments are teachers, are lessons. Either it's to teach the person himself. The punishment is designed to teach the person, to guide him. The punishment is actually a prod that's pushing him on to higher, to greater heights. Either that, or the punishment is there, or the punishment is there, he's lost hope to teach somebody else. Leitz taka pesi yarim, the fool is hit, the leitz, the one who has no hope is hit, so somebody else gets raised. Hashem's punishment teached. So I bezai the guy spoke lashon hara, his house destroyed. Hashem says, I don't want you to lose from it. It's not the purpose to get you. Faker, take more money. It's to teach you something. This house has to be destroyed. It's to teach you that you have to rebuild your house. I don't want to take your house from you. You'll have more money to build new houses. It's to teach you that the way you constructed your house, it's built on a bad foundation. A house that's a negative house, that's full of lashon hara. A negative house is not built properly. Rebuild it. Here, take the money to build 10 such houses. Build it nicer. Put in marble floors in your house. Take more money. This is not a punishment so you'll lose. This house is destroyed as the guy's house is being taken apart brick by brick. The guy is understanding. It's not stam, oh, well, he's being punished. Take more money here in the Kirei's base. Here, take $1 million. Build yourself a new house. As it's taken apart brick by brick, the man's understanding that his house is built on lashon hara, on negativity, on negative talk to each other, about others. A house built on negativity has to be destroyed. Because out of such a house, good can't come. Out of such a bias, no good can come. I've said to them many times, they had a Jewish observer, Jewish observer, we're not going to go into Baruch's next, I want to learn Nigei Batim. But that whole article, why at-risk kids come, what the cause of at-risk kids, and it was all very nice. But I told them it's Drush. That doesn't mean it's not true. Drush means it's also true. It's another Pshat, but it's not Pshat. And I sincerely believe this, very sincerely believe this, and the Drush is true. It's good also. There are a lot of reasons, and you can speak about a lot of things. We have to teach this and teach that. It's all good. But to me it's pashut. To me it's verm shud. I'm not an expert on it. To me it's pashut. That the ikur thing is tenseness in the house. Lack of shalom bias. And a general tenseness and negativity in the house. If it's a tense house, that causes people to run away. And if it's a house full of shalom, people may have temporary nisyonis. Of course every kid wants to be like his family. If he has a house full of simcha and shalom, of course he wants to be like his home. If the home is full of tenseness, who wants to imitate such a home? To me that's like pshat. It's not exciting. You can't write articles. It's one line, one sentence. That's it. A house that's built with lashon hara has to be taken apart. It's not to punish you. It's not till you lose your house. Take $1 million. Build another house. But this house, good things can't come from. So this house, brick by brick, must be taken apart. That's probably like al-darach ha-pshat. Why here he's getting a reward. And his house is taken away. It's not a reward. It's to show him, to tell the person. Otherwise the person feels, if he doesn't get the money, he thinks, oh, it's just to punish me, to make me suffer. It's not to make you suffer. It's to let you rebuild your house in a better way. So as he's physically reconstructing his house, he's understanding, he's getting the lesson that even, not just physically, even in other sense, in a ruchni sense, I have to rebuild my house in a different way. But I want to say something more, it's more drush, but probably emes nonetheless. What's the mid of lashon hara? Is he takes things around him look bad, he has a bad eye. Things around him look bad, and he's always noticing bad about people. This is bad, that is bad. What's lashon hara? What's the root mid of lashon hara? He has a tzar ayin. He sees bad in people. Everything's bad, bad. It's always easy to see bad in people. See, seeing bad in everything around him. That's the aside of Lashon Hara. He's not a Dan Lekav Schus. He doesn't understand that, he doesn't understand people are human. Only he's allowed to be human. Others aren't. Everything's bad. You could say, I'd be over to this lot, you're bad. You could say Lashon Hara today, you could have tainas on the world and notice bad things and be upset at people and have tainas on everybody. Every person in the world can have a taina on his boss. Every person. 10 out of 10. You could always say Lashon Hara on your boss. You could always say Lashon Hara on your friends. You could always say Lashon Hara. It's easy. It's easy. You could always, because we're not perfect. We're human beings. So the point is that the Lashon Hara is the aside that he sees ra. The person sees bad. Everything around him looks bad. This one's guilty. That one's guilty. This one does bad. Everybody's doing bad to him. Everybody's doing bad. He sees bad. So what do we teach the guy who speaks Lashon Hara? His house is destroyed. It looks like ra. It's terrible, right? It's terrible. Oh, your house is destroyed. What it really is? It's really good. You have $1 million in the walls. We're trying to teach. Hashem's telling the guy, to you, what you see, everything is ra. If you would just sing for a minute, you would see toiv. Your house has been destroyed. The guy starts crying. He has this negative eye. Everything's negative, negative, negative. He's crying, oh, my house is the biggest sar ever. All of a sudden, a minute later, he sees $1 million. All of a sudden, he can build 10 houses. It's to tell the person, you have a bad eye, buddy. Change your vision of the world. Things that look bad are good. When you look around, you'll see ra. Don't judge it as ra so bad. Why are you saying much? Everything's bad. You see something, boom, it's bad. He's terrible. Stop looking so superficially. In the kirei's beisa, in the walls of the house are $1 million. Don't look superficial. Don't look superficially what it looks like. Oh, he did that to me. Think for a minute. He's a human being. Maybe he's not wrong. Maybe he's right, first of all. He did it. In the kirei's beisa, in the walls of that person, if that person, even if he does many things which look bad, but remember, in the walls of the house are millions of dollars. Remember, there's millions of dollars in that guy. But superficially, yeah, maybe there is ra. Superficially, your house being taken down is also bad. But in the walls of the house, there are millions of dollars. In that person, in his panemius, there are millions of bucks. That guy's special. People around you are special. I always feel, people always debate, like, who's the realist? Is the pessimist the realist or the optimist the realist? You have to know 100%, I believe the optimist is the real guy. Who's being real and who's... The truth is, the emes is neshama. Who is being more real? The negative person who sees everybody's chesroinus, or the one who sees the mindless? The one who's being more real is the mindless. Because we're all neshama tourists. We're all holy people, neshamas. If you see, you saw more reality, you're to neshama. So that's what the Torah is telling you. What looks like ra, but in the kirei's beisa is $1 million. The pasuk goes, the parasha goes on. The parasha goes on as follows. So it says he finds in the when you come to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be saras on the houses. In pasuk lamed hey, uvash or lo yabayis, and the one who owns the house comes. V'higed l'kayin, he tells the kayin lemar, saying kinega nearly yabayis. I think I have a neg on the house. So the Gemara in Yuma Darshins, it says uvash or lo yabayis. Rabbein Bechaya brings it here. It says, Uvash or lo yabayis, the one who the house is to him comes. So the Gemara darshins that one of the reasons, this is very fascinating, not so well known, I didn't know the Gemara beforehand, before I saw Rabbein Bechaya, that one of the reasons for tzaras on the house is kamtzonis, is stingy. That's what it means, Uvash or lo yabayis, the one who the house is to him comes to the Kayin. Why does it say the house is to him? We're talking about a guy who sees Sarasa's house, comes to the Kohen. It says that Shaloi Habayis houses to him means he doesn't share anything in his house. The Gemara says as follows, people come to borrow Chitim, he says, I don't have. He really does. Shaloi Habayis, his house is his. He doesn't share anything with his house. People come to borrow Chitim, he says, I don't have. People come to borrow Sayyidah, I don't have. That house must be destroyed. The side of a bias is to give to others, is to be a fortress, to allow others to come into your bias. Like we learned in the first parak of Abbas, the Halashvik Basuach Lervacha. The point of a bias is to be a makim, a fortress in the world of Kvayt Shemayim, that others can become and be nene from. That's what we build the bayis. That others can come in. It's a sanctuary. It's a place. It's like an Ari Mikla. A place people can escape to feel good about themselves, to grow in ruchnias, to have gashmias, to be taken care of. That's a bayis. Uvashar loya bayis, but this person's house is only his. He doesn't share his house. He's stingy. That person, his house is destroyed. It says a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says that it says in the next pasuk, in pasuk Lamed Vav, that the Kohen commands, "V'tziva Kohen upinu es abayis," and we take all the stuff out of the house. Upinu es abayis, b'terem yavi Kohen liras nega. Before the Kohen looks at the nega, you take all the stuff out of the house. You take all the stuff out of the house before the Kohen comes to see it. So the Gemara says that remember, this guy is a stingy guy. People ask to borrow. Could I borrow the lawnmower? He says, I don't have one. People ask me, I don't have one. When they clean out the house, the Gemara says, all of a sudden they're bringing out a lawnmower. Remember, onto the street, his house has to be destroyed. All of a sudden the lawnmower comes out. People ask for wheat. All of a sudden sacks and sacks, the Gemara says, sacks and sacks of wheat are coming out of the house. All of a sudden, all these things he said are not available are coming out of his house. I don't have it. My picture, if you picture this, this is Olam Haza. This is my picture of Olam Haba, of the din, lost his love. The person who didn't share enough. Maybe he was very wealthy, didn't share his money. All of a sudden, this is what people don't know. People don't know what you have. Hashem knows. Over here, though, comes out on Olam Haza. The guy, all his neighbors see the lawnmower coming, all the stuff coming out into the street of the stingy guy you didn't want to share. It says the end of the pasuk. It says the one who has the house goes to the kohen and he says, "Kinega nearly babayis, kinega looks like a nega on my house." So Rashi says, brings the Chazal. Why does he say kinega? Zok Rashi, even if he's a Talmud Chacham and he knows it's a nega, don't say it is a nega. Don't speak that way. Say it seems to be a nega to me. Don't say it is a nega. It seems to be a nega. Why is that? He knows the Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam says you have to learn to say I'm not sure. The Rambam says that it's important to learn to say I'm not sure. That's how the Rambam learns. That the reason why he's a Talmud Chacham and he's kimat barer, say you don't know. Say kinega. Don't say it is a nega. Say it seems to be a nega. Learn to say I'm not so sure. To say I'm not so sure. It's an important midah to not to always say you're so sure. I said over on last week's parasha, just very bekitzer, just on this point of learning to say you're not so sure, and maybe we'll get to it at the end. Pasha Doshi was saying, so maybe we'll get to it at the end. Good, that's how the Rambam learned, say kinega nearly rebayis, is he's saying you're not so sure. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim. The Mishnah in the Goyim says as follows on the next pasuk. On the pasuk Lamed Vav, it says the Kohen comes and the Kohen says clear out the house before I get there. Why? In order that all the stuff in the house doesn't become tummy. The Mishnah says, what are we worried will become tummy? Most things it could be metahir. We're worried about a kli cheres. Earthenware kalim cannot be metahir them. Earthenware kalim have no tahara. So we're worried about earthenware kalim. So we say, clear out, the Torah says, clear out the kelim. This way, when the Kohen comes and pronounces the bayis tamei, if all the kelim in their house, the earthenware kelim in the house, you have to break them. So the Torah says, clear out the kelim. Zok the Mishnah, you have to look at the Torah and learn the attitudes of the Torah. Yeah, that's what you're mechuyev to do. You see in this Mishnah, it's tam the derech halimud of Chumash, the Mishnah says from here, we learn the attitude of the Torah. How the Torah has pity on people's money. The Mishnah says it. That the Torah is chas on the moment of Klal Yisrael. Here's a guy, first of all, he's a sinner. He's either a ganav, or he's a kamsan, he doesn't share, or he's a baal lashon hara. He's a bad guy. He has bad midos. And this person has kli cheres, pottery kelim, a very cheap, earthenware kelim. And still the Torah says, clear out the house before the kohen comes. The Torah says, please clear out the house. Because the Torah is chas on the moment of Klal Yisrael. Just to learn attitudes, we're supposed to be doimet Hashem. If we see in the Torah Hashem's anhag, we have to be doimet Hashem, to be chas on the moment of Yidden. To have pity on people's money, to be very nizer from people's money. You see, that's the Torah's attitude, that's Hashem's attitude. On the earth, when we are kelim of somebody who's far from a tzaddik, the Torah's makbid, before the kohen says coming, make sure he has time to clear out the house. So we have to learn attitudes. There's more here. Yeshiva is going to speak. I want to end with one thing on Avos. The Mishnah in this Shabbos Perek Vavis is the second Perek Vavis, and the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says as follows: Reb Yochanan Metzakai, it's Mishnah Tes, Perek Sheni Mishnah Tes. Reb Yochanan Metzakai kibel mehul mishamai. He accepted turf mill and shamai. Who are you? That was his rebbein. Who are you, Omer? Reb Yochanan Metzakai used to say, "In lamadat Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachse toiv laatzmacha." Literally, most translate the Pashup Shat, is don't walk around feeling proud of yourself. Al tachse toiv laatzmacha ki lekach netzarta, because you're commanded for that. Rav Elia Lapiani says Pshat in the Mishnah that it means as follows: if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachse toiv laatzmacha, don't save it for yourself. It's givalda to know a lot of Torah, but al tachse toiv laatzmacha, don't just hold this benefit for yourself. Teach it to others. Ki lekach netzarta. You. That's why you're created. Lilmaid lilamid. If you have a lot of Torah, give it over to others. It's an achrayus of a rebbe to give it over to others. You have an achrayus. His Mazdur Eisen, his Mazdur amazing, a Gemara, it's the Alta Slobodka said this. Rav Elie Lapiyan says over that he heard from the Alta Slobodka. With this, his Mazdur Gemara in Brachas on Chav Ches Medbez. The Gemara in Brachas says as follows. Rav Eliezer got sick, and his Talmidim went to visit him, and they said, I'm sorry, the next story. Rav Yochanan Metzakai got sick. Nichnasu Talmidim Levakrei. So his Talmidim went to visit him. The Rebbe was sick. So the Talmidim went to visit him. Kivin Shera'isam. Rav Yochanan Metzakai saw them. Hischil Livkos. He started to cry. Amulai Talmidim. So the Talmidim said to him, Ner Yisrael, you're the light of all of Klal Yisrael. Amud Ayamini, you're the right pillar, you're the most important pillar of Klal Yisrael. Patash Achazav, the rock that's strong. The chisel that's strong. You're such an important person in Klal Yisrael. Neimata Baicha, why would you cry? What are you worried about? You're so chashuv. What are you worried about? Omer Lam, he said to them, if they would bring me to a king, flesh and blood, today he's here and tomorrow he's going to die. They'd bring me to a human king who's only mortal. And if he gets angry, he ain't a cast oilam. It's not forever. Hell, he's angry at me for 70, 80 years max. And if he locks me up in jail, ain't isurei isur oilam. He can't lock me up forever, only 70, 80 years. Vimimisein, if he kills me, ain't misase misa oilam. It's not a misa forever. There's oilam habba, there's tchias amesim. Vani yachal afaisim advarim. I can also talk to him. I can convince him, I can sway him. Vilashachtai, I could even bribe him. The moment Aval Pika and the Yisi Boich, I would cry. The Achshav Shim Koyis Alai. If Hashem gets angry, Kasei Kaseilam. His Kase is forever. The Maisrani locks me up. The Suri Yisraelam. It's forever. The Mimisein Misasei Misaelam. The Eini Yochel Fights with Varim. I can't sweet talk him. The Leila Shachliam, and I can't bribe him. The Leila Sheyesh Lefanei Shnei Drachim. There are two paths in front of me. Acha Shal Ganed, Macha Shal Ganim. One is Ganed, one is Ganim. The Eini Idea Beizem Alichin I see, and I don't know which way I'm going. I shouldn't cry. There's a lot to speak on this Gemara. V'kitzur nimratz. What does Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai mean? Two basic kashas. What does Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai mean? I don't know where I'm going. Gehenim al maba. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't know where he's going. He's a tzaddik. Ner Yisrael, Amud Yamini, Patish Achotik. He doesn't deny that all these titles aren't true. He says, I don't know where I'm going. Kasha 1. Kasha 2 is a gorgeous kasha from the Alta Slobodka East. Is the Lushan, it says that when he saw them, he started crying. Why did he wait till he saw them? If he was so scared to cry before he saw them. The Lushan, he was crying and they came in. That's not what it says. They went to visit him. Let's read it again. It says they went to visit him. Kivan Sherai, when he saw them, then he started crying. What did he say that made him cry? If he was scared to cry before they came. Chas v'shalom, it wasn't a show. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is real as they come. If he's crying, it's real. It's got to be real. What's when he saw them, then he started... It reminds me, I had a chaver in camp years back. We were in a camp that was very wild. was full of Levitic Abachim, who had, and I should done work there. We had a whole chevra who worked there, and this camp for more Levitic Abachim at the time. People going through different, and I had a friend, we had a big debate. He used to do something. I was very, very misnagged at it. I was very, very against it. When the guys were coming back from lunch, it's a mud to think that I think about it. It's a mud to think he did, very strange. But he used to run to the Beis Medrash. He used to run to the Beis Medrash. When the guys walk back from the dining room there, you pass by the Beis Medrash. He felt his guys should see him learning. So he felt, I said, you can't build on Sheker. You don't build on Sheker. Somebody asked a Binyamin Finkel, he was working with little kids. I was thin, I was waiting online to ask him a question. The guy before him said he's a Pirchei Rebbe. And he said that he wanted to know if he could make up stories, like great stories, like make them up, but he won't tell the kids it's made up. Just say he won't. You're not telling them it's true. They're make up stories, like amazing stories. This way the kids will be inspired. But he's not telling them it's fake. If you tell them it's fake, there's no problem. And Rabbi Yamin said it. And he said he was a very, it seemed like a tired guy asking the question. He'll make up stories that gets the kids inspired. So he said, Rabbi Yamin said, Ivan Messiah, Mekenish Boyalev Shekhar, you don't build on lies. You build on being real, you don't build on lies. So the Echad and Zakai cry when they came, it was no show, Chas V'Shalom. So what's Pshat? He sees them. Zok the Alta Slobodka. The Pshat is, if Yechon and Zakai wasn't worried for his own life, in his own life he was perfect. He was a tzaddik. He kept ala mitzvahs, tayag mitzvahs, learned Torah yom v'layla. So what was his worry? Why do you see the two pairs, Zok the Alta Slobodka? When he saw the Talmidim, he understood that all the Torah I learned, it's an achrayus to teach them. Did I teach them properly? He wasn't afraid on himself. Did I teach them properly? He says in Eisen Adiyuk, he says in an awesome Diyuk, it says, listen to this Lashon, it says that Ela Sheyesh Lufanei Shnei Drachim, there are two paths in front of me, one Ganein and one Gehenim. Listen to this Lashon. Ve'eini Yodeya Ve'ezeh Malichim Oisi. I don't know which path Malichim Oisi. They're going to take me. Who's they? Zot al Slobodka means the Talmidim. I don't know what path the Talmidim are going to take me on. I'm going to El Mahaba. But if I wasn't properly mechanic the Talmidim, I'm going to Ganim. Any idea the Talmidim are going to bring me. When he saw the Talmidim, he started crying. You're right, he was a Ner Yisrael. He was a Patish Achazak. You're right. 100%. It's true, but Rabbi Yechon was Zaka was worried. Lafia's greatness was Zachrayus inspired others, and on that he was worried. He saw the Talmidim mischil of Chayis. Did I do a proper job? I'm not sure. It's very meduyik. Also, the Talmidim knew this themselves. When they came into him, they didn't say you're great. Of course he's great. Notice all things Ner Yisrael. You're mashpia on others. They knew he's great. When they came to comfort him, tell me he has no worries, they didn't say you're great. Ner Yisrael, you're a light to others. Amud Yemini, you're an Amud. An Amud holds up something else. A patish bangs things, chisels something else. It makes something else perfect. You're somebody who inspires others. What are you worried? And he said, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I did a good enough job. He didn't criticize you all tzaddikim, but I don't know if he did a good enough job. Perhaps I want to be meisim. The Talmidim then ask him, Rebbe Benshas, and he says you should be meyer your shemayim like your meyer bar sevadam. She's an arichas in the altar on. But the kitzur is that it could be that they were saying, Rebbe, so Benshas, tell us taka the eitz that we could be perfect to give you olam haba, because they don't answer him back. It could be it's one discussion. Rebbe, you're worried. You're taka worried. You did your job. I said, please, give us a bracha. Tell us that thing that will make sure that taka you did your job properly. So he says, you should fear Hashem as if it should be very real to you, your fear of Hashem. You should fear Hashem like you fear a bas of Adam. But this nekuda, the achrayas of a ben yeshiva, is to steig. Baruch Hashem, this man's off to an eisen start. The achrayas of a ben yeshiva is to steig and to cause others to steig. The Talmid of Rabbi Kiva died in this period. Shalai nagu kovet zebezeh. They weren't nagu kovet each other. They didn't have this achrayas to the other. It was steiging for zich, for oneself. The achrayas of a ben ali is to steig and to show others steig. Al tafsik toivelatz, while all your steig don't hold to yourself. Give it out, share it. It belongs to others also. Al tachzik tov la'atzmacha. Now, as Rav Yechon and Zaka was worried about, we takish mizayich to steig for ourselves and to cause others to steig.